This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. The militant army sweeping across Iraq seized another city in the country's northwest last night. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, also known as ISIS, now controls large swaths of Iraq and Syria. ISIS troops are also closing in on Baghdad. In response to the growing violence, some members of Seattle's Iraqi refugee community are rallying right now near the old downtown federal building. They're there to support the Iraqi government and to urge the United States to take action. Seattle resident Majid al-Bahadli was born in Basra but fled Iraq after the first Gulf War. He's one of the rally organizers. He's there and joins us now by cell phone. Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Why did you decide to hold this rally today, Majid?
Well, first of all, let me make one correction. You said I was born in Basra. Actually, I was born in Baghdad.
Okay.
And this is a very simple thing. Actually, we gathered today, you know, so far almost about a couple hundred people arrived to the downtown Seattle to show the support to the Iraqi people, telling them our heart and our soul, you know, still up with you. And also, we are encouraging the president and the policymaker to support or show support to Iraqi people, you know, take action by, you know, airstrike or use the intelligence. And I believe, you know, there is a lot of sacrifice being done, American soldiers being, you know, wounded, and a lot of over a million Iraqis being killed. And if I'm not taking action, I'm just afraid the Islamic, as they call it, the terrorist group, they're going to be expanded, taking over the regime over there, and they're going to be hurting the rest of the world.
Majid, who is at the rally?
Iraqi people, mixed culture, Shia, Sunni, Kurd, Christian, all ethnicity.
Have you heard from any Iraqis in this region who do not want the U.S. to intervene?
Well, you know, there's a thing. People, they don't want Americans to be involved if they send an army. But with an airstrike, yeah, a lot of them support this kind of thing.
So there's everybody pretty much that you've talked to supports some sort of U.S. intervention?
Pretty much, yeah.
When do you think that needs to happen?
Soon is better. Soon is better.
Soon is better.
Because we can see, and you know, if you look in the news, and I keep calling my family, and look in the Facebook, and have a conversation with the people on the ground, and you know, there's a lot over how the minions flee from Louisville and other states, and there's a lot of people getting killed, a lot of young women being raped, a lot of children being slaughtered. And, you know, as a humanitarian, you know, we should help another human. You know, they need it.
Majid, you mentioned Facebook. Have you actually spoken to your family in Baghdad?
About a week ago.
1 week ago. And what were they saying?
They are kind of about like a week ago, they were kind of hesitate. They don't know what to do. You know, they keep the media keep saying, you know, the tourists close to Baghdad, they're going to attack Baghdad, they're going to take over. But now the Iraqi people are getting excited, and I think they are really unify the country, and they want to go ahead and defeat those enemies.
Majid, thank you very much for taking time from the rally to talk with us.
Absolutely, you're welcome anytime. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Iraqi-American Seattle resident Majid al-Bahadli is one of the organizers of today's rally to protest increasing violence in his home country.